America has a tremendous heritage. It is a gift to all of us. And I'm here to ask you to begin to pray every day for our president, Donald Trump. He's moving toward re-election. He has the opportunity to serve 4 more years in our country as our president. He has my vote. I want to encourage you to give him your vote and encourage others to vote for him. But more importantly, I want us to pray for him. I want us to pray that God will use him in a very special way. I want us to pray for the spiritual awakening and revival that we need in America. All of us know that we're in a crisis right now, all of us. And it is a crisis that threatens to tear our country apart. We need leadership, and I think our president can provide this leadership. But we need more than that. We need a real revival, a spiritual revival in this country. And our president knows about revival. His mother grew up off the coast of Scotland and Hebrides Islands, and she came to America, Marion MacLeod, found a husband, started a family, but she grew up as a child in a place where people pleaded with God for revival. And revival came to the Hebrides, and it spread through the whole world. Our president knows about the history of that revival. And I want you to ask God to send revival to this country. It ought to begin in your life and my life as we pray. How shall we pray for our president? We should pray that God gives him wisdom. The Bible teaches us that the Lord gave wisdom to Solomon, king of Israel, and God can give wisdom to our president. I want you to pray that God would use our president in such a way that he would have the strength that he needs day by day. The Bible says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And he needs daily strength for the daily task he faced. And then may God give him that strength. Pray for his strength. And then I want you to pray for his counselors. There'll be wise men and women who are by his side, who give him wise counsel, help him as he governs and leads our nation. And then let's pray for his family. His family, we pray, will be safe, stay healthy, that God will watch over them. The president loves his family, and his family loves him. And I'm so thankful that we have this opportunity to pray for his family. And then I want to pray that God will give him courage. He speaks with courage and great boldness, and I'm very thankful for this. And the real kind of courage that we need is the courage that comes from our faith in God, knowing that God is with us, and God is going to bless and guide us. Stand with us and help us as we stand with him. And so we're praying for the president and for his courage, that God will continue to give him the courage we need in these perilous times to lead our country. There's no nation on the face of the earth greater than our America. And I hope your heart is full of love and devotion, gratitude to God for our country. And there are opportunities for us to do our best, to give our best. And we're praying for our president that he will give his best, that he will finish the assignment that God has given him in these next 4 years of his election. And I'm on his team. I want you on his team. Let's believe that God is doing a mighty work and the tide will turn in America. I want you to join with me and encourage others to be a part of this prayer team, praying for our president, Donald Trump. And may God bless you as you pray.